The city of Los Angeles hosted mayors from other California cities to discuss the effect ICE has had on their communities. ICE first started its operations in LA in June this year and escalated with the mobilization of the National Guard. Santa Ana Mayor Valerie Amezcua says the raids fail to reflect American values.
Since when is targeting working families, fueling fear, and undermining the very trust that keeps our neighborhood safe considered the American way?
Amezcua says ICE's actions have created a general sense of fear in Santa Ana, and that has hurt local law enforcement, businesses, and schools.
This climate of fear erodes the trust between our residents and local law enforcement. When people are too afraid to report crimes or seek help, our communities become less safe for everyone. And the harm doesn't stop there. Our local businesses, restaurants, and community spaces have emptied out, hurting workers, owners, and our city's economic health, as many residents are afraid to leave their home to go to work, do their shopping, or take their children to school.
Bell Gardens Mayor Jorge Chavez says he has seen the effects of the fear caused by ICE, adding that they are breaking the law, damaging trust in law enforcement, and destabilizing communities.
I've seen the fear up close. Parents afraid to walk their children to school, workers missing shifts, seniors trapped in their homes. We've seen masked individuals, armed individuals in unmarked vehicles detaining residents without identifying themselves, without due process, and without respecting the law.
Huntington Park Mayor Arturo Flores tells the story of a pregnant woman apprehended and interrogated by ICE.
Federal agents descended in MacArthur Park and arrested Ms. Sabrina Medina and her mother, Elizabeth Medina. In the course of that arrest, Sabrina Medina, who's 5 months pregnant, had to be rushed to a hospital. Federal agents have informed her that they will keep her mother because she's here under the U visa. And they have given her an ultimatum. You either turn your husband over, which she's continued to claim has no idea where he's at, or we're going to hold your mother hostage and do everything in our power to deport her.
Los Angeles City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto announced she is including 13 other cities in LA's lawsuit against the Trump administration's immigration raids. This lawsuit claims many of ICE's actions are unconstitutional as they fail to establish probable cause. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.